Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And the Tennessee Vols, some big news yesterday. They hired Danny White as their athletic director. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring on Chris Vanini from The Athletic. Chris, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. And Chris, obviously a tumultuous week in Knoxville. Jeremy Pruitt was fired, Philip Fulmer into quote-unquote retirement. And then yesterday it was announced that Danny White has been hired as the athletic director at Tennessee. What does it mean for Tennessee? How big of a deal is this hire?
This is a home run hire, without a doubt. I mean, the week started with Tennessee's news and that surreal press conference, and everything just kind of looked like a disaster. But the fact that they were able to turn around and hire Danny White on such a short time frame, too, is an impressive move. I think it really kind of changes the direction where things are going for Tennessee. There's reason to be excited about what this could mean for the football coaching search as well. Obviously, the NCAA issues are going to take time to get figured out and all that, and that's going to remain hanging over everything, but I think they can feel comfortable that they have a strong leader leading things now moving forward.
Yeah, and Chris, I know that you've had some dealings with Danny, and everyone knows that obviously he's been successful in identifying, you know, and hiring coaches. What else about him do you think makes him a good AD and lends itself well to this situation?
Yeah, I know a lot of people, kind of their only, acknowledgement of him was when UCF was trying to claim a national championship, but he's really done so much more than that. Like you said, he's done an incredible job of identifying head coaches and making those hires, and guys from backgrounds you wouldn't have expected, like hiring Lance Leipold at Buffalo from the Division III ranks, and he's had the best tenure there that anybody's had at Buffalo. But he's also been a tremendous fundraiser. UCF has set all sorts of fundraising records over the last handful of years at that athletic department, even with the pandemic and everything going on. So he knows how to get money into the program, and those are the two most important jobs for an athletic director, is raising money and hiring coaches. He has a long, good track record of that. He also signed set up a really strong stadium rights deal for UCF last year that was going to bring even more money into them, but it got nicked by the state legislature. That was kind of a whole thing down there at UCF. So you look at those two things, raising money, hiring coaches, he's got a really strong track record of those.
So, Chris, I think it's easy to look at this from Tennessee's perspective and list out the reasons of why it's a great hire for them. Let's flip it around from Danny White. You talked about, I mean, he's one of the most, you know, respected ADs out there, an up-and-coming guy that people feel like is a future star in this business. What kind of a move is this for him going to Tennessee, and what kind of a risk is it for him moving to Tennessee at this point in his career?
Yeah, I mean, the risk is that the NCAA issues, you know, cripple the program for a period of time. We don't know. But, you know, there were, you know, rumors that he was interested in the Georgia AD job as well when that opened. So it seems like he really wanted to get into the SEC. You know, that and the Big Ten are the top places in college sports. It looked like he's going to make about $1.8 million, I saw, at Tennessee. So that's a pretty sizable salary for him as well. So this is him moving up to the big time. You know, he was at UCF fighting for the little guy, punching above his weight, getting in the headlines, ruffling feathers. Now he's at one of the, you know, a top 15, top 20 type of place in terms of infrastructure and what's available there. So he's been working to move up to the big stage, and now he's finally there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the announcement of that one-for-one home-and-home with Tennessee and UCF here soon. He's got to hire a coach first, of course. But the coaching search itself, Chris, do you think this significantly changes the outlook for that for the Vols? Do you think this widens the potential field?
I do think it widens the potential field because, just like I said, he has shown a knack for hiring head coaches in unexpected places. You know, I was in Orlando when Scott Frost left for Nebraska, and he turned that search around in just a few days. I stayed like an extra day or two in Orlando, and he, by the time I left, he had hired Josh Heupel by then. And that was a surprise because at the time, we had all heard some names about possibilities, and we were waiting for it to come out, and then Josh Heupel came out of nowhere. So, you know, you say what you will about whether or not you think Josh Heupel's done a great job there. I think he's done a very good job there. But that was a hire that none of us saw coming. So he could pull a name out of the hat, you know, you don't expect. But what I also think this does is make a lot more candidates comfortable with the person in charge. You know, when I first did the job profile on this at the beginning of the week, the number one factor people wanted to know was, okay, who's going to make this hire? Who's going to be in charge? That's what candidates want to know. They want to know that they can trust the person that they're reporting to. And after everything that had gone on with that administration over the last handful of years, it gave a lot of people pause. So now that you know you've got Danny White in there, a strong, competent leader, that's going to make more people interested in the job who maybe would have been on the fence before.
Chris Vanini from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Chris, we've had this discussion all week long here on the program since it was announced that Jeremy Pruitt was fired. What do you think the perception of this job is nationally? You talked about the impact maybe Danny White has of coming in and maybe alleviating some concerns from the leadership part of it. But when you factor in the resources, the history of the program, being in the SEC, but also what honestly a dumpster fire that place has been the last 12 years, how do you think the Tennessee coaching job is viewed right now?
It's a job that should be better than it is, and it's kind of been an explicable everything that's gone on there over the past decade, really. I mean, they last won the SEC East in 2007 or 8. Like, that yeah. Shouldn't happen. You know, finishing the season 1-7 shouldn't happen. Losing to Vandy 5 times in 9 years shouldn't happen. It, like you said, all the infrastructure is in place. They gave Jeremy Pruitt everything he wanted. They gave him an extra practice field. They gave him a new weight room. They gave him more recruiting staff, which could have been a problem. They gave him all sorts of other things, and that he still couldn't get it turned around is really an indictment of the job he did. So people see it's a job that should be competing for the SEC East. It's behind Florida and Georgia, especially when they have strong head coaches in place. But it should be so much better than it is right now. It's tough because you got to play Georgia, Alabama, Florida every year. But this is a job that should be winning 9-10 games competing for the SEC East on a pretty regular basis.
Well, and Chris, you know, I mean, I know some coaches look at this job, and really you can go back to when Philip Fulmer was fired, but as a job where maybe there's a little bit more meddling on the booster side than others, and certainly that's part of the deal in the SEC and the Big Ten. I mean, people who fund the program are going to have some say, but that's the perceptions that Tennessee, you know, has had too much of that, more of that than what should be okay. My question for you on Danny White is, do you think he has the kind of personality to, and I know winning is the ultimate guard against that, but the kind of personality to sort of say, hey, I'm running the show now. Thank you very much for your contribution and sit in your suite and, you know, let's win some football games.
I think he does, and I think it's because the sense I get is that a lot of those boosters are pretty fed up with what's happened. You know, this all happened because Tennessee couldn't get the money together to pay $13 million to buy out Jeremy Pruitt. Auburn had no problem getting together more than $20 million to buy out Auburn, Gus Malzahn and the staff there, and that was largely done by the boosters. So the sense I get was Tennessee boosters didn't want to pony up this money anymore. And that tells me that they wanted to see some competency first, and they weren't just going to start writing all these checks. They wanted to see some leadership and all that. And I think they will have that in Danny White. I think he's worked at Ole Miss before. He understands how the SEC works. He understands how to navigate a lot of these waters. And I think he will, like I said, he's really good at fundraising. He's really good at getting money from people. Now he'll have to work that side, which is you got to ask these people for money, but also ask them to kind of stay out of your business. It's a fine line for a lot of athletic directors to walk, and I think he's going to be able to do it.
And see, and obviously, I don't think anybody would argue this is a massive upgrade from Philip Fulmer, who was a stopgap AD. I mean, we all know that. However he got to that point, it can be a matter of debate, but he's a stopgap AD. But I think back to John Curry, and to me, this is one of those questions about Danny White. Like, I felt like John Curry had some good ideas, had some momentum, was doing some good things. Obviously, for him, he comes into a tough spot and he has to fire a coach right away and have a search. But it looked to me like he basically got chewed up by this whole thing, you know? And so I automatically think, so how does Danny White compare to John Curry? You know, because to me, that's sort of the same, like you have to be stronger than that guy, right?
Yeah. Well, something like what happened last time at Tennessee is kind of unprecedented. It's very rare you've had such internet campaigns that involve politicians and all sorts of people posting their phone numbers on online to call you. So whether that was John Curry's personality, whether that was just kind of an unprecedented situation, you know, however you want to look at it. But, you know, Danny White's a guy who knows how to handle when there's a lot of people in his face. He's a guy who's brought a lot of attention on himself plenty of times. He's not a guy who's, you know, shied away from the media, shied away from getting in, you know, verbal tit for tats and stuff like that. So I think he knows how this works. It's hard to say. If a situation like if Danny White wants to hire, you know, Jeff Fisher and Tennessee fans blow up, you know, I don't know how he'll handle that. But I do think it'll be a better situation than last time. And I think the fact that the Pruitt situation didn't work might give some fans some pause as well. So he's a guy who knows how to take a punch, I guess is the way I would say it.
Chris,
Vols fans like that he's thrown punches at Dan Walken too. You know, Twitter punches anyway. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's the first step. Chris Vanini from The Athletic has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexha. Chris, great stuff. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Chris Vanini from The Athletic here on Robbie and Rexha. When we come back, we'll react a little bit of what Chris had to say there. What do we think about this hire Tennessee has made with Danny White, and how will that help them in the coaching search? All that coming up. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.